The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Real talk. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Welcome to You Can Sip With Us. Hey, I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley.
Happy November.
No.
Yes.
Yes. How is this happening?
This Halloween
is not
is over.
Happening.
Put the spooky stuff away. It's gone.
Okay. Here's the thing. We're recording the day before Halloween and Revy was so excited. She just left. She went over to Gramsci and Tito's in her Rapunzel dress. So I'm not ready to say goodbye to Halloween yet because kids in costumes are so freaking cute, man.
They're so cute.
They're so cute. What's Ben going to be again?
A little skeleton guy.
A little skeleton. Right. No face paint.
No face paint. No funny. Yeah. Nothing.
No funny business.
It's just like wearing clothes because he's got to be. We've been doing drills, trick or treat drills in the house to like get him associating what happens when you say trick or treat and you carry your pumpkin bucket around. You know, so we've gotten him trained, and so this really for him. Like, I think I told you with Easter eggs, he got real dialed in on that.
Yeah.
Like the hunting, hunting and gathering. I think this is going to be a similar thing. So we got to wear athletic shoes. Like he's going
to
be.
You got to be ready to go.
Cruising.
You got to be on your A game.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. How are you, dude?
Good. I feel a little hungover in that I am. My head's a little fuzzy.
Okay. Sorry. I feel a little hungover in that I'm hungover.
In that I'm hungover. But I don't have, like, my head doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
I don't have any nausea or anything. I just feel a little. My brain's not fully.
Sleep quality is not good after you've had a night of drinking.
Sleep quality is bad. It was bad. I wear my Aura ring and it told me, whoa,
hey,
your heart rate was elevated last night. Haven't I talked about this before? Because what it says is, looks like something kept your heart rate up last night. Maybe take it easy today. But when I'm, like when I went to leadership, it was like four nights of drinking. Like that, it's training and whatever, but then it's a big party.
Totally.
So every night it's like non-judgmental, like, oh, looks like something kept your heart rate up.
Interesting.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Same. Still happening. So last night I had like a low, my readiness level is like 65 or something. My sleep score is like 70. It's pretty low, but I did crack open a hair of the dog. It's a little alcoholic kombucha June shine.
I love June shine.
So I'm doing a little of that and we'll see what happens.
Are you doing something else today?
Well, we're going to go over to my aunt and uncle's again. So the reason that I'm hungover-ish is my aunt turned 60 yesterday.
Yeah, big deal.
So we had a big 60th birthday party, celebrations. People were buying shots. It was insane. My uncle had to be walked out. He was staggering around. And, we celebrated.
I know that uncle.
Yeah. You know that uncle. Mm-hmm. And it was a damn good time. So, but no kids were invited to this event. They said, the invitation said something like, to keep our next generation safe or something, like, let's stay home. I think it was because maybe they're not vaccinated. Anyway, so the kids didn't come, but Revy was very sad to not be able to celebrate Gramsci's birthday. Revy right. calls them Gramsci and Tito.
Yeah.
And so she was very sad to not be able to celebrate Gramsci's birthday with her. So she made her cupcakes and they went and dropped them off yesterday. But then she was very sad when she had to leave, and she was very sad when we were going to a party. So we're going over there so Revy can help celebrate Gramsci.
Oh, Revy.
So, yes,
that
we'll be doing
big
that.
Heart of hers.
Oh my gosh. She's a homegirl, loves a party.
Yeah.
Just like us.
Yep.
Chip off the old block.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that's so cute.
How are you doing?
Good. So I'm sipping on.
Oh yeah. What are you sipping?
It feels, okay, it's 1:15 on a Saturday.
Yep.
We have such a routine on the weekdays.
Like, yeah.
So the weekdays are so Groundhog's Day-y.
Mm-hmm. Dialed in.
Really, especially with a young child.
Yeah.
Like, or children. For those of you listening, it's like, you got bedtime, you've got wake up time, you've got your routine dialed in. And then on the weekends, you know, there's no school, there's no work. It's like 1 o'clock, but it feels like weirdly like 10 a.m. or something.
Right.
I just feel, it's so like a time I have war. A matcha.
I had one of those this morning.
It's perfect.
Oh, they're
and
so
it's
good.
Like a perfect fall day out right now here.
In Oregon.
Just perfect. Like the trees are all orange and there's like a slight breeze, but it's sunny and warm and it's going to be a nice Halloween weekend. So last night, I feel hungover in the sense that last night was a lot. So Chris was celebrating a friend's birthday. They went up to Alinea Casino, not too far from Portland. He won $1,100 on the blackjack table.
That guy. Good for him, man.
He does not, like, we used to, like, when we, no kids, we would, like, go, you know, have a night of blackjack, date night, you know, every now and again.
Yeah.
He's not, like, there's, like, very far and few between that you know.
That you come away, like, a big
that
time
he gets blackjack time.
Yeah.
That
he gets to play anymore.
So you hope when you get the opportunity that you just get to play for a while.
Yeah.
And he played for a long time last night and won $1,100. I was like, geez,
good
Louise.
Job.
Yeah. So Chris is doing that. I have a good friend who has a son same age as Ben.
The same age.
So I saw this thing that was like, hey, there's a farm not too far from our house because we're like right by a freeway, but also right by like farmland.
Yeah.
Country. Mm-hmm. Like it's kind of like we can get to city stuff and suburban stuff and like farm stuff.
Yeah.
All equally.
Pretty easy access. Yeah.
So there's a farm basically in our backyard that had this like spooky farm walk. And it was like you pay money and then it's like 0.6 miles of like spook. And on the thing, it said it's scary, but before dark, there's no live actors. Like it's spooky.
Okay.
You know, but once dark hits is when people can like. We're going to have people there that can really, and that terrified, like, no. But we thought, well, maybe during the daylight, it'd be fun to take the kids. Like, how spooky could it be?
Right.
Yeah. So it turns out, a huge mistake.
Oh, shit.
Huge mistake.
Oh, no.
So we get there. I feel really bad. So we get there, we check in. There's like all this like pumpkin patch, like cute stuff that we totally should have just done that instead. Yeah. But of course we go down the spooky walk and we're like going through this tunnel. And you know those like automated spiders that'll jump out in front of you?
Yeah.
So one jumped out right in front of Ben.
Oh, no.
And we were practicing in the car because he's been really into spooky stuff. He really likes to see the spiders in the neighborhood, the skeletons. Okay. And I'm like, we're going to go on a spooky walk. What do you say when you get spooked? And he's like, boo. Ah. Yeah. Like we're like, you know, practicing. He's going to love this. Spider jumps right out in front of him and Ben's scream was like, and I picked him up. I'm like, it's okay. It's not real. And I like showed him. I was like, this is just a silly little, you know, it was like, oh, boo. I tried to like reprogram the experience of like boo ah, and he was not having it. He put his head in my shoulder, would not look up the entire time. So I was carrying him the whole time. Walker was like still into it.
He didn't have the spider jump out in front of him.
Yeah. So this is his friend, his the same age. So we get further into the thing, and then there was something that just set him off too, and he like screamed. And so my friend and I, you know, are just, and you know how it is, these kids who are like 2.5, 3, they're not light.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I mean, you know,
what are they? 40 pounds, 35 pounds? Yeah, that's a, yeah.
So
and it's not like evenly distributed. You got them one side, then you got to, you know, the other side. Yeah.
Totally our fault. This is just a terrible thing. And it's like, you know, 0.6 miles all of a sudden is feeling quite
like
long.
A marathon.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And by the time both kids were freaked, we were like halfway through. So it was like, either way, we're only getting out of this thing by going through it.
Yeah. The only way out is through.
Yeah. Oh my God. Uh-huh. And by the time I got to the car, I had like a Yeti full of like just ice water to keep it cold. Lifting up the Yeti, my arm was like shaking because it was just like holding
the way
we were just. Yeah. It was. So I'm a little bit like, you know, good workout, feel terrible.
You're sore.
Yeah. But he's been talking about it today. No, he went right to bed.
That's good.
And then we took him to Red Robin afterwards and got like French fries and milkshake. Like we just tried to change.
Get some balloons.
Yeah. Crashed hard. And then this morning I was like, tell dad about the spooky walk. And he's like, boo. Ah, you know, so he's like fine. But I felt total mom fail. Mm-hmm. Total mom fail.
That's how I was feeling. Remember when we went to Spirit? And Matt got, I thought it was going to be fun.
Yeah.
And Matt got so scared. And I thought it was funny until that night when he had trouble sleeping and stuff. And then I was like, uh-oh. Like,
this
he
is
really did get spooked. And that was not cool.
Not good.
It's not cool, mom.
I feel bad, too, because, like, I used to have that same jumping spider on our front porch for trick-or-treaters. And I'm thinking, how many kids
did I
just
terrify?
Absolutely ruin? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, now you got to take that. Now you got to let that live in your conscience.
Forever.
Knowing what you've done, tormenting these. That's the trauma. It's a childhood trauma that you started.
We got a big announcement. Mm. New merch.
Yes, we
today.
Do.
And
yes, we do.
Plot twist. This is, I know we always say this.
I know where you're going to go.
But this is holiday merch. Which I feel like we've been wanting to do for a long time because every season it's like, I want something new that's festive and fun to wear to wherever I'm going. Get in the tree, go into a cookie exchange, whatever it may be. I want something cute, you know, but I don't want that thing until it's like the day of. So yes, it's the beginning of November, but you guys, there's like shipping situations, inventory, stock
global
things,
delays
global
and
delays.
Stuff. Yeah.
So we're launching it super early so you can order it now. Mm-hmm. And basically like, let's just kick off the holidays as soon as it arrives.
And it's freaking cute. So cute. I will say, okay, I think our first merch launch we were obsessed with because we were just so excited when we first started working with the Locker Customs. The second one we were excited about, but looking back, it was my least favorite. It was the one that did like Love You at Brunch, High Octane.
Right.
It was just like fine, you know? The third launch that we did, which was like the festival, fun, bright, neon, loved that one.
Yep.
And I'm also like, this is our fourth launch. So damn excited because I'm excited to wear all of these things.
Me too.
And we have ones that say fa la 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 la. We have a Let's Party shirt, but they're not just your greens and reds. Like we're doing some fun colors. We've got of course, an alcohol inspired one. We got a Cheers, My Dears. We got some really cute and we chose really cozy fabrics.
Yes.
So, oh my gosh.
You guys
there's like a muted maroon-ish one. You guys have to go check it out. SipSquadPod/shop. And place your orders now. Brittany, we talked to Brittany and she did say that she's getting in stock whatever she can, but you know, to place your orders because of long lead times on some things.
SipSquadPod.com/shop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what's going to go great with your new merch?
With our cozy winter selection? What?
A cozy, beautiful wine. Okay, I'm going off script here, you guys, because
go off.
I'm going to go off and I just this is out of love, Prisoner Wines, okay? So don't like this is good. Okay. So years ago, I was at a restaurant for a business event and a bottle of wine was ordered for the table and the label totally jumped out to me.
Oh.
It was like a label of like a prisoner. I was like, oh, this is interesting. And then they poured the wine and I'm a huge red wine gal. I quite frankly don't know why white wine takes up space in my house. Like mm-hmm. red wine for me is king. Right. And I especially like moody wines, mm-hmm. wines that leave an impression on me. And I drank this wine. I thought, oh, I'm going to remember that one. And when I see it in the store or when I see it on a restaurant menu, like this is one of my go-tos. And so when they came to us, when Prisoner Wine was like, hey, do you want a partner? I was like, oh my gosh. Like usually when it's a new partner, I'll forward it to Ash and I'm like, hey, what do you think? You know, because we both got to be bought in. You know, we always test everything. And I'm like, Ash, we have to do this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys, the Prisoner Wine Company, they insist on doing things differently. Like 20 years ago, when they decided to combine some of California's best and most unusual grape varieties to make a bold and complex blend, aka their namesake wine, the Prisoner Red Blend. From the shape and weight of the bottle to the label featuring Francisco Goya's artwork, every detail is striking and memorable. The wine? Smooth, rich, and approachable. And now the Prisoner Wine Company will ship all of their rule-bending blends like the Prisoner Red Blend, the Prisoner Chardonnay, and Thorn Merlot direct to your door. The Prisoner is one of Napa Valley's most recognized red blends. And the Prisoner Wine Company has been featured in Wine Spectator, Forbes, and Food and Wine. You've got to experience these wines for yourself. Try one bottle and you will taste and see that the Prisoner Wine Company is good.
I feel like, especially during the holiday months, this is what we need. We all need this at our dinner table. Go to theprisonerwine.com/sip for 20% off plus free shipping on your first purchase. Get it in time for the holidays. This is the best deal that they have available. That's 20% off. Plus, shipping is included at theprisonerwine.com/sip. That's the prisoner, P-R-I-S-O-N-E-R, wine.com/sip. The offer is valid on first-time online orders only for U.S. residents of legal drinking age through 12/31/21. Enjoy the wines responsibly. I don't know if I'm supposed to read that, but
perfect.
I did anyway. Whee!
Sommelier.
Sommelier. What the hell is that?
I don't know. Just
no, I'm not you. There was something on my desk and I don't know what it was.
Like, what do you mean? Like a bug?
Maybe a booger. I don't know. It Ew. Looked like maybe it was lip gloss, but then I touched it and it smushed.
Ooh.
It could have been a booger. I have no idea.
Ooh.
Things are disgusting around here.
Okay, faves.
Hey, I also have something that I need to run by you. We need to mull it over. So my
is this serious?
My family, the Ken Crawford crew, who I hang out with, the 60th birthday party last night, my cousins, da, 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 they came up with this game. And it is a tagline. You know how the Real Housewives, have you ever seen the Real Housewives? You see how they have those taglines?
No, I don't know.
Erica Jane, one that she is this season, is like, they say the strongest substance on earth is diamond, but it's me, or something like that.
Yeah.
And it just made me think about, with that booger on my desk or whatever it was, that I was like, things are disgusting around here. So I'm thinking we need to come up with housewife taglines.
I'm down.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
So we gotta do some work on that.
I'm going to start mulling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, my cousin, Steve, is obsessed with Michael Jackson. So his is, Billie Jean's not my lover, or is he, or she, whoever, or is he? So that's like his tagline. Yeah. So they're like, you know, cheesy, dumb taglines, but they have to be on brand. So if anyone has any thoughts on what our housewife tagline would be, hit us up.
Actually, let's make it a contest. Best one wins one of our new holiday merch shirts.
Yes!
You have to submit your entries. Should we do a post on Instagram?
We should do a post on Instagram. Yes.
So,
and there'll be two winners because there'll be one for Call and one for me.
Yeah.
Right? We'll pick whoever.
Two winners. You guys get to pick one item, whatever you want, that's available in stock for our new merch.
Yes.
And we'll do it. Watch out for an Instagram post at You Can Sip With Us. This is going to be funny to read.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait. I'm so glad we did that.
It's going to be really funny to read.
Because they told me about it and they were like, challenge. I'm like, I don't know. I can't come up with anything. But
yeah.
Now I don't have to.
Yeah.
We've outsourced it. This is my favorite thing to do.
And you guys, we can take a roast. So don't.
Oh yeah.
Don't worry about our feelers.
No, no. Hit it.
I mean, I have feelers. I'm super sensitive, but like I can also take a joke. So let's, you know, we can be funny.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, faves. I'm going to do flash faves.
Okay. Same.
Okay. I have to, this has been on there, on our pod before, but I just have to do it again because I recently made Chrissy Teigen's Caught You a Pippi again. And I got to circle back. It is the best thing that I had last week. We talked about this on Patreon, I think. But I bought all basically pre-made ingredients. So just Google Chrissy Teigen Caccio e Pepe, C-A-C-I-O space E space P-E-P-E. And the recipes are there or buy her book. But I bought pre-minced garlic, pre-ground Parmesan cheese, and pre-cut up pancetta. And then you also need a noodle. I did not do the spaghetti. I did the bonza rigatoni or some kind of noodle. I don't remember. Yeah. But it's, so you boil water in a pan, you cook, start cooking the pancetta. Then you add, you know, the crushed garlic, olive oil, red pepper flakes. Then you do some lemon juice and then, throw in the cooked noodles. And then you add in a whole bunch of Parmesan cheese and arugula. And it is, John, when we made it, it'd been a minute since we made it. And as we're eating it, he's like, I could eat this every day of my life. Like, it is so dang good. And it was so easy. So I've decided now it's going to be in our weekly, like, I don't like to meal prep really, but that's something I'm going to start doing because it also, I mean, I used a whole tub of arugula in there because it like wilts out. And so you're like, you're getting veggie servings, but you're getting the comfort of the noodles and the flavor. It packs a punch. So I don't know when the last time was we talked about it, but this isn't the first time it's been on the pod, but it's
not
going to
be the last.
It's not going to be the last.
I haven't made it in a while. Now I'm like, my mouth is actually watering right now.
Yeah.
I got to get her third cookbook. I don't want to interrupt your faves, but just speaking of Chrissy Teigen and recipes that people should check out, there's one that I made a while ago of hers that's like been in my brain and I have to, like, it won't get out of my brain until I make it. And if you're like I feel like it's really good for fall because it's like a cozy, it's a stew.
Okay.
But it's called, you can just Google it and you'll find the recipe, but it's Chrissy Teigen's Sleepy Time Beef Stew and you serve it over cream cheese mashed potatoes.
What?
So, and it
you
is
haven't
like,
made this though. You
no,
just
I have.
Think, oh, you.
No,
oh.
I've made it and it was so good that it's like, I thought, I was like, oh, I should make that Sleepy Time Stew again. And I'm like, ooh. Then it was like in there noodling around in my brain. And now I have to make it because I've thought about it so often, but it's like, it's just a stew. It's like olive oil, butter, beef stew, meat, onion, garlic, tomato paste, beef broth, Worcestershire sauce, sugar, carrots, celery, white beans, jalapeno, bay leaves. It's so good.
Oh my, I'm looking at the recipe now. This looks amazing.
And it's just super cozy.
Yeah.
So cozy. And there's something about over the mashed potatoes, you know, that's just like.
Right. Because a lot of time. The stew has the potatoes in it.
Yeah.
But this is a little twisty.
Yeah. It's almost like a stew gravy over mashed potato. It's bomb. And you just like, it's kind of one of those, you know, you get it all together and then you just let it get happy.
Set it and forget it. Yeah.
For a while. And your whole house smells like freaking Martha Stewart.
I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's going to be my favorite thing I ate. Okay. My favorite thing that I read, I'm going to read these rules for being humid handed down from ancient Sanskrit. I just saw it on Instagram. One, you will receive a body. Two, you will learn lessons. Three, there are no mistakes, only lessons. Four, a lesson will be repeated until it is learned. Five,
it's a big one.
Mm-hmm. Five, learning lessons does not end. Six, there is no better than here. Seven, others are merely mirrors of you. Eight, what you make of your life is up to you. Nine, life is exactly what you think it is.
Wait,
10,
can you go back to 8 and 9? Because I was hung up on 7, on the mirrors one. After the
mirrors,
one. I was like, ooh, that was
okay.
Deep.
8, what you make of your life is up to you. 9, life is exactly what you think it is. 10, your answers lie inside you. 11, you will forget all of this. 12, you can remember it whenever you want. And I just loved those.
Ooh, I love those too.
Right? Yeah. Okay. So that's my favorite thing I read. My favorite thing that I watch. I'm going to see if I can, if I downloaded it to my phone. So I'm a feminist and that's no secret. This is, so it's a TikTok that I saw. It is by Not Juliet Powell. And sometimes what happens on TikTok is someone will make a TikTok and then you can respond to it. And so this person responded to it. So you'll hear two different voices in the beginning. It's the person like that made the original TikTok. And then it goes to this other woman. And so hopefully this makes sense listen to it together here. Okay.
I do not care if you are queer. If you center men in your life and in your relationships, I do not like you.
Don't tell me you didn't think I was going to make a video about this. So let's talk about feminism and the misogynists that try to hide behind it. Feminism inherently is supporting the freedom of women to make choices and decisions about their lives and their bodies.
I'm just going to preface, this is almost 3 minutes, but I think it's very powerful. So I'm going to play the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm a feminist, so if I see a woman who doesn't want to shave her legs, fine. If I see a woman who does want to shave her legs, fine. If I see a woman who wants to make her own career and do everything herself, awesome. If I see a woman who wants to be a stay-at-home mom and make dinner for her husband, also awesome. Those are decisions that those women are making for themselves, not hurting anybody else, not inhibiting anyone else's freedoms. Godspeed. But what some misogynist will do is twist that and try to say, I'm a feminist, but if you shave your legs, I don't support you. If you want to stay home and raise babies, I don't support you. If you like men, I don't support you. It's like they go so far into feminism that they circle back to misogyny.
I don't think that's cool, fun, or sexy. I don't think that deserves support.
I don't think that deserves support. Let's be statistically accurate here. Most women identify as straight. So what you essentially just said is that you don't think most women deserve support. Tell me how that's not misogynistic. Not to mention bi women, gay men, non-binary people who find themselves attracted to men. I mean, you're hitting all of the phobias here while trying to hide behind feminism. And let's talk about how damaging rhetoric like this is to feminism. Male allies are essential to feminism because misogynists aren't just going to listen to women. We need male feminists to be able to call out misogynistic men because a lot of times misogynistic men are only going to listen to other men. Having lines of communication with men is essential for progress. So when you sit there and say, I hate men so much that I don't even support the people who like them, you are damaging hundreds of years of progress that feminists have made. You realize that we only got the right to vote 100 years ago, right? You realize that we couldn't even apply for credit cards until 1971. Like, you realize how long it was before we could go to school? Not to mention how many countries in the world to this day, women still can't do those things. And now every fucking misogynist is going to use your video as an example of what a feminist looks like, which means it's going to take even longer for us to get through to them and even longer for us to find real progress and real change.
Mm. Who responded? Who's that woman who responded?
Not Julia Powell.
Okay.
Two L's.
She's
Julia
good.
As it's spelled, and then P-O-W-E-L. Yeah, I really liked it. And I loved especially the point about if you're a feminist, I think a lot of times it people think that you must be anti-men. So I loved her point about we need men because misogynistic men are only going to listen to other men. Probably not, they're not going to listen to our voices. So I really like, because I had never considered that before.
Mm.
But anyway, okay, so that was the best thing that I watched. Products. I have two. Do you see that little butthole vase back there?
What?
Right
no.
here.
A butthole vase?
Can you tell it's a butt?
No, it's too far away, but I trust you.
I'll show you this one too. I got a little booby vase.
Butthole vase.
I got a butthole vase.
I've seen your booby vase. I didn't know you had a butthole vase.
Boobs?
You have a butt
That's
vase.
A butt.
It's a butt, not a butthole.
Yeah, well.
I mean, I know all butts have buttholes, but like.
Anyway, I love these.
Do the flowers come out of the butt crack? Is that why you're calling it a butthole?
You could put, those are my flowers. I put those flowers in there. It's blooming out of the tummy. Speaking of feminism, I feel like I put it in the background. I mean, I'm a life coach and I have my clients on and the things that they can see says my favorite position is CEO and flowers growing out of a butt vase. And I'm all about it. So I got these things on Amazon a while ago and they bring me joy every time. Like as I'm seeing in my camera, I can always see that and I just love it. So it is Base Roots Body Vase. If you type in Base Roots Body or call, we'll probably add it to our faves.
I'm doing it right now.
You can find them. They're like light pink sort of vases.
Yeah.
And small, but they're so cute. They're like 3 inches tall, 4 inches tall maybe, and boobs and butt. And I just think they're awesome. Another product. I don't think I've talked about this on here. I talked about it on my Instagram, but this sexy hair surfer girl texture spray is life-changing. If you need volume in your hair, you need this sexy hair texture surfer girl. Dry texturizing spray. It is so good. It smells good. I love the aerosol, like the way that you spray it even is just, it's powerful. It gives you volume. It gives your hair some grit, something to grip onto. And I like volume. I like my hair sky high. So that is, that's a must. I got mine at Ulta. I ordered one on Amazon and one on Ulta. And those are my faves.
Nice. Okay. So on Amazon, it's $20.
Yeah. That's probably about what
bad.
I spent.
Not bad. Yeah. I just added it to our stuff, you guys. Faves. Yep.
Good.
Okay. I got a couple flash faves.
Great.
A little documentary to watch on HBO.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
So have you heard of The Way Down?
No, I don't think so.
So I think, like, I don't know the backstory. But I was like, Chris, we should. I saw on Twitter someone say, like, oh, this was really good. And then Chris was like, oh, I've been wanting to see that. It's about this woman who, like, just died, like, as I think they were filming this thing. But it's a woman named Gwen who was, like, the figurehead of this crazy, like, diet church. And it was, like, it's, like, this whole, it's, like, actually a diet church. Like, people flocked to this thing. And I don't want to spoil
about
too
dieting?
Much of it. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was like religious and God and like also very like body shaming, like be skinny. Geez. Like it was.
Sounds like my kind of place.
Yeah. It was like super wild. And she like had so much power and influence. You know, people just wanted to be her so bad. But she was like dangerous and super like. It's fascinating to watch. Chrissy Teigen, as she's like been in this episode all day, she executive produced it.
Yeah.
No, she did.
I meant this episode. Chrissy Teigen is the executive producer of this episode.
She's one of the executive producers of The Way Down.
The Way Down on Netflix documentary. Yeah. Okay.
No, HBO.
Oh, HBO documentary.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm putting it in my notes.
Yep. I hesitated whether to talk about this one because I don't want to, I know it won't offend you, but I don't want to offend anyone who listens to this podcast who's a part of an MLM. Because like I am not, I'm going to come out. I am not anti-MLM. So I just want to say that when I recommend this, I was a part of one for many years that helped me. Southwestern.
That's an MLM?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Absolutely. Recruiting teams
I never thought
and the whole
of that,
thing.
But huh?
Recruiting teams and the whole thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not anti-MLM as much as I'm not anti-corporate. Like I think like there's so many corporations that are good and so many that are bad, mm-hmm. like that are seriously rotten. And I think MLMs have a bad name because there's some seriously rotten MLMs.
Even in Beachbody, there are some gross, sometimes I hear things that people do and I'm like, you are why MLMs and network marketers have a bad rap because you're gross. Yeah. Like, so sometimes it's not even the company, it's the people themselves that are gross.
So
yeah.
I think there's so much gray area in like any major big business, like anything, right? Mm-hmm. So there's this documentary called Lula Rich.
Yes.
Have you heard of this?
Yes.
Have you seen it?
It's a, it, yes.
You saw it?
No. I haven't watched it, but a ton of other people did. And it brought a lot of attention to Beachbody, whatever. So anyway.
So it's a fascinating watch. I think especially like having been a part of the MLM that I was a part of, it's like fascinating because this company that I'd never heard of, but apparently was like really, really popular.
Oh, yeah.
They made like they made really good products. like legit. And I think this, like, part of the documentary left out like some of the super savvy, strategic, good things that this company did. Like, they made a hella good product that people really wanted.
I don't think that's true.
But in the doc, according to people, there was demand.
It was just very, I still have some LuLaRoe stuff in my closet. I just think it was very soft and comfortable, but I don't think it's like top tier.
Some people liked it. It was clearly like good enough in the beginning for people to want to have it.
Yeah.
And there was like buzz around it, and the way that they went to market with it, the way that like some of the initial people like sold it was like created frenzies around it, but they blew up way too fast. And the people at the top, they interview directly this like and it's just like fascinating to watch. And things started getting super weird with like philosophies and cult-like behavior and like leggings showing up with like mold on them. And like, it's like fascinating to watch a documentary about this thing like imploding, totally just imploding.
What's it called again?
On every level.
LuLaRich. Okay.
Yeah. And like, honestly, watching it, of course, it exposed this is like one of the MLMs that was really toxic and bad. But there was also a lot of things. It's like, no wonder they got so popular. Like, there's like so much exposure around like untapped talent in America of like where corporations are like where women like can't be a part of corporations and the ability for women to like work from home and like make a killing and like, but how like that great idea with this MLM was like a totally went south. And like, anyway, it was very entertaining, if nothing else. And I think, so like I say all this, you guys, like obviously with my preface in the beginning of like, highly entertaining.
I don't think that's offensive to people. If anyone's offended by that, that's crazy. They're just looking to be offended then, because that's, you didn't say anything offensive. You just said it was a good documentary.
It's very entertaining.
Yeah.
But this isn't me saying,
prove to me MLMs are disgusting. Like, there's nothing.
Well, there are some that are, and there's some that are amazing.
But you know, you're never going to be, I mean, you love me and you know what a network marketing company did for my life. You know what Southwestern, what it did for your life. Right. So it's like, you're never going to be like all this blanket umbrella. MLMs are terrible.
And I can say in my experience, it helped me out. But like, I've shared this on Patreon. There's a lot. The best thing I did was do it personally. The best thing I did was stop it. My particular company that I was associated with. Mm-hmm. Like, and I don't know if I can recommend it after learning more about some of the things that happened.
Yeah.
There's some people who had like really screwed up.
Wow.
You know, so. Yeah. Okay. Product. There is an okay, this was recommended. I don't know if you guys remember the beach trip I took Ben on, that we took Ben on, Chris and I. Okay, where, it was like a disaster with the pack and play bed, and we were like, what kind of bed should we use? And we were like doing a call out. This was a bed that was, and then things got better.
That was where he puked and you guys left.
Oh like, my god. Yeah. That's just like we came home. So he's like totally outgrown his porta crib now. We realized that on the last trip, our last camping trip, like, oh, this is like, so this is done. Yeah. So I went back to a lot of the recommendations, and a lot of people recommended these inflatable toddler beds because they're easy to pack, right? Because they're inflatable, but then they have like walls on the sides.
Yes, and the bumpers kind of.
Yes.
I think I've seen them.
I'm very excited about this. Highly rated. I'll add it to our store. Hiccupop. HICCAPOP was the one that was most recommended. Inflatable toddler bed for kids. Last thing, I got a new pair of joggers. I love a good jogger.
Yeah.
Like something that you could just wake up and throw on. Throw and go. So I'll add these to the store too. SANTINY. Women's sweatpant joggers with three pockets. You got to have pockets Amazon. With the joggers. Yeah, $26.99, $27.
Love it.
But they're quite like, I'm wearing them right now. They're like stretchy and lightweight, but like good quality fabric.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and like cute cut.
Oh,
like, you know,
flattering
fitted and
cut.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Ding, whoa, ding, whoa, ding, whoa. Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, I actually am very excited about this next ad. It's Warby Parker, and I don't even want to transition it. I don't even want to dim down what Warby Parker is. Because I am legit obsessed. So they gave us one pair of glasses for free, I think. I have since bought four more. I love my Warby Parkers so freaking much that I went and spent my own money. I don't even think we had a code at the time. What? That was stupid. I should have waited till we probably always had a code. I didn't even use our code. but it is so good. So Warby Parker is a, you know, they have sunglasses and regular glass company, regular glasses company, and you can order them online. So what you do is you go online and you take a quiz to see, you know, what kind of shape you like. And you, it's not really a quiz, but you can say what you like to see on your face. And then you can pick 5 different kinds of frames. They'll send them to you. You'll do a try on. And then you can upload a prescription if you want to do prescription, or just, you know, then they'll say which ones you pick. They'll mail them back. And we're nearing the end of the year, so you don't want to let your FSA or HSA dollars go to waste. You can put them to good use on a Warby Parker prescription glasses, sunglasses, contact lenses, and eye exams. They are committed to providing exceptional vision care online, and they also have store locations. And they offer, as I mentioned, glasses and sunglasses, but they also have eye exams and contact lenses. They carry such a wide variety of contact lens brands like your standard, you know, AccuView and Bioinfinity. They also carry a huge variety of frames. So you can, they have something for everyone, men and women. I truly cannot say enough about it. I have this one pair of tortoise shell sunglasses that I bought, and I think I'm going to get more sunglasses from them. I don't have terrible vision. It's a very slight prescription, but whenever we go to games or anything like that, or when I'm driving, I always want to see like very crisp. So I have my sunglasses, and every time I wear them, my DMs get, where are those from? My DMs are blowing up. You guys, freaking go to Warby Parker.
Dude, I like, they make everything so easy too. Like, yes, everything is so easy, whether you're shopping for something new, like I want to order contact lenses, or like Ashley said, being to shop, being able to shop for glasses and contacts like all in one spot, or your sunglasses. You're always going to go to get, going to get an affordable price and a price savings, especially with the 15% off for new contact customers. But I went in, I absolutely love their customer service too. It's so rave worthy. I, Ben took my Warby Parkers, my glasses, and like totally like
bent them,
bent the frame. Oh, and I went in there, I'm like, I'm not sure if there's anything you can do. And it was like a rainy day, and I felt like I was coming into my aunt's house for a warm hug. Like, oh, come on in here. And they fixed it. They're like, free adjustments for life. This is so easy. I was in, wow, and out. So you guys, save 15% off of your first order of contacts. Savings are automatically applied at checkout. Visit warbyparker.com/sip to save 15% off your first order of contact lenses.
I just realized we were, I guess we're probably supposed to focus on contact lenses and not glasses.
That's all right. We did good.
But they're all good. They're all, just go to Warby Parker and buy everything they have. Get it all. So good. Ding. All right. Tee us up for this.
Okay. So
shout out.
I freaking love our Sip Squad. Mm-hmm. And you guys know you can email us anytime at youcansipwithus@gmail.com. Whether you have a 2 sips that you want us to weigh in on, if you have a segment suggestion. But we got an email from one of our soul sippers, Kay. And she's like, let's have some fun. She reached out a year. She's like, I reached out a year ago with What Would Ash and Call Do? Whacked. What Would Ash and Call Do?
Whacked. Oh.
Uh-huh. And she said, and I wanted to send you a few more. And she sent us some fire, mm-hmm, What Would Ash and Call Do questions. And then she sent us a game that we're going to play next time. Like A+ Kay. You are A+.
We're actually going to reach out to you to potentially collab more because you're, yeah, so freaking good. Kay? Yeah.
All right. So on this segment of What Would Ash and Call Do, Ash, mm-hmm, what do you say when you're in the bathroom and someone knocks on the door?
Probably nothing.
In a public place?
Well, yeah, that's what I was thinking. But like,
you don't say anything? You make them check if there's,
I guess, something? Okay, so if it... Yeah. Well, I feel like they'll just assume that if the door is locked, someone's in there.
But if that's
a, it's not really a thing. Has that ever happened to you? No one has ever knocked on the bathroom door when I've been in there. Now at home, like if I'm at a party or someone at someone's house, then that's happened where someone knocks on the door because the door's shut and you don't know if someone's in there or not. And I don't usually lock the door when I'm at someone's house going to the bathroom, you know? So then I'd be like, oh, just a moment.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, restaurants where they have not multiple stalls, but they have like one restroom with a door, like they have like a hallway and then it's like one door. And it's like, I feel like I heard knocks before. Like, is someone in there?
Yeah, but then don't you just, you're like, okay, well then once they try the door and it's locked, then
I always say something.
You do?
Yeah. I always say, excuse me, I'm in here. Okay, what do you say when it wasn't locked or somehow someone actually opens up the door?
That's happened before. That has happened to me a few times because I'm claustrophobic. And so sometimes if I go to a, like lots of times at parks, you know, they have those restrooms, but they're like cement blocks and there's no windows. Yeah. So like if the lock gets jammed or something, you're like stuck in the cement cube. So there have been times where I don't lock it on purpose. I used to be afraid of porta potties. So I used to not lock porta potties because there's no window in there and I do not want to be trapped in a porta potty. I've overcome some of that claustrophobia, but that's happened a few times and all that happened, you just slam the door as quick as you can. Like, sorry. I did not know. I forgot to lock it. Yeah. You know, you just like slam it as quick as you can.
Yeah.
That's all I've done.
Yeah.
Sorry. And then like profuse apologies.
One time I was at this super cute coffee shop in like Southwest Portland and their restrooms, like the whole coffee shop. And then they have the restroom, like you order, there's the coffee place and the restroom's like right there on the wall.
Uh-huh.
So like if you, it's like one bathroom. So if you open the door, like everyone can see you go in and come out.
Yeah.
It's like the whole coffee shop's like right there.
Right there.
And I shut the door and I locked it, but there must have been something with the door where someone was able to open it as I was like wiping, like going pee, but like what, like right, but like right in that
in
moment
the process.
And I swear like 20 people saw me. It was mortifying. I had to leave right away.
Because they opened the door like wide open.
It's like, sorry. It's like,
and the door was too far away, so you couldn't slam it.
I couldn't slam it.
Those kind of,
Yeah.
You know, I don't love unisex bathrooms because I'll tell you, like you go to Starbucks or something, right? It's unisex. And you go and you try the door and the handle's locked. Oh, someone's in there. And I'm always just hoping it was a girl because otherwise I would say 90% of the time, if it's a male, they don't put the seat down.
Yeah.
And so when they're walking out, I don't know if I should be judging them or not until I see what happened with the toilet seat.
Yeah.
And if they have put the toilet seat down, I think, oh, that was a nice guy. And if they don't, I think, what a fucking schmuck.
Get out of here.
You know?
Get out of here.
But I don't know how I look at them blankly because I don't know if I should be judging them or not until I see the toilet, you know? and then I have to be like, oh, now I wish I could have judged them.
Or now to pay.
I could give them a little smile. Because sometimes they come out and they smile, oh, excuse me, and I don't have a reaction because I don't know if I like this guy or not. Did you leave it up or down, sir?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
What do you do when you drop a piece of food on the ground? Pick it up and eat it or throw it out?
Depends where we are. If we're at home, I probably look and see if there's like dirt or dog hair on it. Sometimes I'll rinse it off. It's if it's a rinseable item. Yeah. If we're in public, 100% of the time, I eat it. 100% of the time, I will throw it out. 100%.
It also depends on the kind of food. Like if it's
not
like
in public.
Oh no, not in public for sure.
Everything is
thrown out.
Yeah.
But
the kind of food, yeah, like
if it's something that's gonna like catch stuff,
right? Like if you drop some noodles, I'm not picking those up and eating them.
No, but if you drop
like pasta,
an M&M,
yeah. Right. Or like a grape even apple slice. That's when I'm like, oh, I'll just do a little rinse under the water and keep snacking.
Totally fine.
Yeah.
All right. What's your opinion of whitey tidies on men?
I guess whitey tidies are like just
white
brief
underwear,
right?
Yeah. Like men's white underwear.
They remind me of Walter White. I think he wore whitey tidies, except for his were like whitey Lucy's. I feel like his were like saggy baggies.
Yeah, so I think I'm into whitey Lucy's.
You're into whitey Lucy's?
No,
I like, John wears boxer briefs, so they're like longer.
Yeah.
I just don't know if I necessarily like white underwear unless it's actually white. Because white underwear, like, I think like Walter's turned a little tan. They look like they were white at one point and then they stopped being white. They just look sort of dirty. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
So I don't love those.
He was like in the desert wearing his whitey tidies cooking.
Right. And they're, so that's when I haven't really, but then they've got the people in the Calvin Klein ads and they're wearing one. Those look
that's
pristine.
That's the vision I
Justin
had.
Bieber. with his big old schlong in that video that I sent you. He was wearing, they weren't whitey tighties, but they were like white boxer briefs. And those seem like, okay, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
So I think the answer is depends on who's wearing them and depends on what they look like. Walter White, no. Justin Bieber, yes.
Who is more likely to slam their finger in a door?
Between
slam
the two
it?
Of us?
You.
Probably. I don't know. Both like, of us.
I don't know.
You don't think you would slam your finger in the door?
No.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think I'd slam my finger in a door. Do you think I would slam my finger in a door? I don't think I slam doors. I think you move a little faster with more intention in the world than
true.
I do.
That's true. I don't take my time. I could see it. I could see it happening.
Like, you're not clumsy.
No.
I was just thinking like.
And I would be fine if I was clumsy. But I mean, you slam your finger in the door a couple times in your life and you've learned.
Yeah.
Keep your finger out the door jams.
Yeah.
You know? So it's not happened in quite a while.
Burned me several, once?
I can't remember, like since high school, maybe.
Shame on me.
Right.
What's the, burn me twice?
Shame on me. Burn me once, shame on you. Burn me twice, shame on me.
What's, isn't there an Office twist on that though?
Probably. Yes, there is. There is. The Office, burn me once, shame on. Okay, let me see if I can find the quote. Let's see. Oh, he says, fool me once. You know what they say? Fool me once, strike one. But fool me twice, strike three. I just played it on YouTube, but I don't think you guys can hear it, right? So I just repeated what Michael Scott was saying.
Who is more likely to forget their toothbrush on a trip? Me.
Me. Oh. Why?
Don't you think? I feel like I'm always forgetting things on trips. I'm always like the person that's like, hey, can I borrow your toothpaste?
Yeah, same.
That's always me. How do we survive on trips that we've done then?
I don't know. We go shopping. Oh, neither one of us brought a toothbrush or toothpaste.
Can you
go to the store.
Extra dry shampoo for me.
Yeah.
That's like always me. One time I went on a girl's weekend and literally forgot my whole makeup bag. It was terrible.
Yeah. I've done that.
Yeah.
It's fine. If you want to take that one, you can have that one.
Well, your finger is slammed indoors, so I'll take
that's
the,
true.
All I'll right, take the toothbrush.
Uh-huh. Take the
toothbrush. What's more, this is a good one. This is going to take some thought. What's more important, elbows or knees?
For me, knees.
I'm going knees.
Yeah, because squatting, bending to pick things up.
Yeah.
You know, like if I had to do straight arms, that's okay. But if I had to do only straight legs, like how do you get in and out of a bed? How do you sit down on a couch if your knees don't bend? That's freaking Kramer. This chair is going to move, but it will be like, oh shit. Okay, so if your legs don't bend.
Actually fell off the chair.
So yeah, I think it's safe to say. It's safe to say, don't try that on a rolling
Wait,
chair.
Try to get up. Try to get up without using your knees. I'm just looking at her ass.
Nailed it. Okay, and then, I just bent them. Oh, I even bent them a little like that. So yeah, it's got to be the knees.
Yeah, we took this to the test kitchen. I think case closed.
Case closed. Wow.
Oh, good job. Mm-hmm. What's the first thing you order when you sit down at a restaurant?
Usually French fries and tequila soda.
Oh man, I have tears running down my face. You guys have got to see that. We're for sure making that a real.
For sure, that'll
Holy
be a real.
Holy moly.
Oh, my jeez.
Well, because of you and talking about on this podcast, especially now with a young person.
Yeah.
It's always fries right away.
Always. Get us some fries going. Yeah.
Who's more likely to leave a bigger tip? I think we both. I think
probably.
Like,
we both would.
Yeah.
But I also
I
don't
think
everybody
thing,
deserves a tip. So who's more likely to leave a shitty tip? That's probably me.
Yeah, I never leave a shitty tip.
Like if the service is bad, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably on average, yours balances out. Probably my average is a little higher because I don't.
You don't leave. Yeah, you're like, okay, even if it's shitty, I'm not going below what, 15%, 10%,
never.
20%? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. If it's really shitty, I don't go below 10%, but I'll do below 15.
Who would be more likely to be in a movie or TV show? You.
Probably.
Yeah, I think so. What would be
But if I get that, I'm going to have to position it where if you want me, call comes with.
I think I'm more likely to be in a movie acting. And yeah. You're more likely to be in like a TV show.
Yeah.
Like
reality show type shit.
Yeah. Or yeah. like a judge of something. Like I could see you being like on a panel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you'd be very good at that. Okay. Of like some, like, you know, some kind of show where there's
judging
judges.
Other people. I'm very good at that.
No, like no. American Idol or like, yeah, you know, yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. You have that presence about you in a good way. What okay. would be the hardest thing to give up for each of you?
My phone.
And we're not talking about like family Kids, or yeah. things. Mm-hmm. TV shows. Like to not
You could give up your phone over TV.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I would really struggle giving up TV.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, not TV. My phone. Phone. Yeah. yeah. TV, fine. You know.
Well, I suppose I could watch shows on my phone.
Yeah. I mean, but I think what she's saying is you can't. You would still have YouTube maybe.
Yeah. That's not going to do it for me.
Yep. So
I need like the prime time. I need Hulu, Netflix, HBO, things to look forward to sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Those like right. big events.
Yeah. All I right. guess my phone because social media is my sort of life, you know?
Oh yeah.
I don't play Candy Crush anymore though.
Really?
I haven't crushed candy in months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is there another one?
No, that's it.
Oh, that was fun.
Ding, 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 ding. That was fresh, you guys. Thank you to Kay for keeping it fresh. Let's also keep it fresh in your freaking kitchen every single week with HelloFresh, giving you fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. We're getting into the holiday season, you guys, which can be hectic, but HelloFresh helps keep things simple with recipes and ingredients that cut out the grocery shopping and limit meal prep so you can spend more of the festive season with friends and family.
Love that.
Ingredients travel from the farm to your door within a week, so you get the convenience without skimping on the quality. We've been ordering because we're Chris and I are HelloFresh customers. We pick out our meals every single week. We did a pot pie situation with like biscuits on top the other night. And then we actually made one for lunch the other day. We made these like pork tacos with this fun salsa situation that they had. Yeah. And it was really, really, I mean, everything is so good from HelloFresh, legit.
Like they have a lot of variety. There's something for everyone on there.
It's such a huge thing to like take off of our plate each week. Mm-hmm. Like we've got meals dialed in, basically the grocery store meal prep. Everything's done, signed, sealed, delivered. Bada bing, bada boom.
Thank you, ma'am. Go to HelloFresh.com/sip14 and use code SIP14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts.
Hey,
that is HelloFresh.com/sip14 and use code SIP14. For up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts.
I want to know what these gifts are.
I know. I don't know. This is a little
bonus.
A little bonus here. I don't know what it is. But all dang. Right.
Do it, you guys. America's number one meal kit. Ding, 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 ding. All right. Let's bring her home.
Bring her home.
With a little rant.
I got a rant.
Okay.
Do you know what I hate? And I don't know if we've talked about this on here. I was talking to my cousin about it yesterday and it came up. Anything that is a pod where you have to dip your finger in, like it's usually, you know, moisturizer or especially the high offenders are lip treatments.
Yep.
Like, you know, my very favorite lip thing, this little Laneige, whatever, this is the knockoff of it. But I hate having to dip my, like put it in a squeeze tube so I don't have to get my hands messy.
You've got long nails right now.
And I've got long nails, so I have to dip in this way, like scoop it on top of my fingernail. And it's fine. It's just not fine.
Yeah.
It's okay, except for it's not okay. Do you know what I mean?
Not okay.
I hate
it. Exactly what you mean.
And then so okay, now it's on my finger. Now I gotta wipe it on my clothes or something. Or like,
I've gotta take my other nail and get it under this nail. And scoop out anything that's caught.
Why don't you just squeeze tube it? Give me a break. All of you people that are doing things like that should be ashamed of yourself. Should be ashamed.
Yeah. I totally agree.
That's my rant.
Okay, my rant. And I this is Ben. Whoa. Mm-hmm. Ben was gifted. These little, everyone knows Thomas the Train, right? And he loves trains. He loves trains, tracks. He loves everything about it. My mom, I love you, mom. So this isn't a thing. Everything's fine. My mom gifted Ben these little miniature trains that are Thomas. Mm-hmm. They're like these, and he calls them his baby trains. And they are just teeny tiny, teeny tiny, tiny, teeny. And she ordered them in bulk, I think, on Amazon. And so every time he comes over, he gets like a little train. You know, and this is going to happen for a long time. And he loves them. He loves them. He's obsessed with them. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. Because these little tiny trains get lost very easily. Hard they get misplaced by little toddler fingers. They get stuck in between couch cushions. Mm-hmm. They get under things. Mm-hmm. They get just placed in random, like, buckets of toys around the house. They get lost in the car. They have to go to school and they get lost at school. And when they get lost, Ben happens to remember every single train that has been given to him. The yellow one, the green one, the blue one, the pink one, the black one. Mm-hmm. He has names for them. Like, he knows when he's missing one. I would jump into traffic to save one of these trains. For him. But we can't keep this up. We can't keep going like this.
It's impossible.
Baby trains want to go night-night with him. It's like, no, we have to tuck in the train somewhere else each night.
Baby train's got to sleep too, Ben.
Yeah. And it's just, it's, I might burn, I would jump into traffic to save them and I could burn and
also
them.
Might light them all on fire.
Yes.
Right. Whenever toddlers have anything, I always just hear Taylor's song in my head. This is why we can't have nice things. Like, every time I just see them with anything because I don't know where anything ever goes. And then Revy asks me, where's, I'm like, I don't know. I don't keep track of your stuff, Rev. I don't know. Right. And then they find something of mine. I know exactly where I left it. I go to find it. Oh, it's not there. Yeah. I can't find any other things.
No.
So I hear you on this. Yeah. I hear you on this. And it's,
it goes from 0 to 60. Like, it's like, okay, Ben, let's go to school. It's like, baby trains have to come, you know? And it's like, oh, right. Let's totally bring them to school. We're saying yes to all of the things. And so it's only building up that they're now parts of our family. Mm-hmm. But these little appendages. Baby trains, like, I got to like duct tape them together or like create some way that it's like just harder to lose track because these things are not they're not gonna be welcome here much longer. Okay,
I hear you. Okay, my rave. John and I, our anniversary was on Wednesday.
Yay.
And what do you know, but the Packers were in town playing the Cardinals on Thursday, and so we splurged and bought a front row 50-yard line behind the Packers bench tickets.
Whoa.
It was an experience I'll never, like, that, those are the kind of things that I want to spend money on. I want to spend money on those unforgettable experiences. Like, I will never forget it. It was so freaking cool. And the game was amazing. John and I were all, actually, John, you, me, Chris, everybody, like 50 people are in this pick 'em league where you have to pick wins and losses. And I picked the Cardinals because of their wide receiver, three of their receivers or something were out. Cardinals were undefeated at 7-0. It just was not looking at home. It was at home. And it was so good. And Aaron Rodgers was looking right at us a couple times. It was unfreaking real, like a totally different experience. I just loved it so much. We had so much fun.
That's so cool.
Best.
My rave is just, it's November, the holidays are here. Like, even our merch is getting me just like so excited. Like, I just love October, November, December, January.
Yeah. January.
Your birthday. Well,
my birthday,
New Year's.
And Christmas birthday. Yeah. Nobody loves January.
I love January a lot.
Everyone's exhausted. You know that's great.
For me.
Yeah, for you.
And you and Chris.
Yeah.
Even though you don't love your own birthday.
No, but I'm going to work on that. I'm going to get coached on that.
Okay, cool.
Why not? I want to become someone who's obsessed with her birthday.
Yeah, good. Starting this year.
I'm gonna work on it. Yeah. Okay,
good.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah, the holidays are here. We can't
Hell
wait.
Yeah. Hell yeah. All right. Hey, you guys can sip with us always. You know that, right? Like every freaking Tuesday and Fridays over on Patreon. But tell a friend.
Also, I've been getting torn up in the reviews recently. I talked about it last week. I went and checked. There's another bad review.
Sweet.
Which is fine. But if you like us and our pod, maybe just drop us a nice little something.
Yeah.
The last four reviews have been like, Ashley's a piece of shit. And I'm like, I don't disagree. It's just, let's give me some, you know.
And if you want to leave an Instagram, just take it off your to-do list. It's total what Glenn and say.
Yeah. She says, don't worry about it. If you don't love it, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But tell a friend. We love you guys. You can sit with us always. And we will see you next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Bye. Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast?
Sign me up. Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon. Patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.